Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. I'm talking with Jeff Rogers. He is the founder and director of the Wellspring Prayer Center right here in Lexington, Kentucky. And they meet on Mondays and Thursday nights, usually start around 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., located here in Lexington, across from Lexington Clinic on Broadway. Yeah. Is that correct?
Sure enough. It's a 3-4-story office building. An unassuming place, but a nice neutral place. So
absolutely. And so a safe place for you to go to find out more about them. I want to encourage you to check out their website. It's wellspringprayercenter.org, just like it sounds, wellspringprayercenter.org. Find out more information. But yesterday we were just sharing a little bit about what the Wellspring Prayer Center is. And yet, Jeff, I want you to share a little bit of your personal story. People are like, well, why is this guy that's a really gifted photographer and published 6 photography books of just beautiful scenery in Lexington and other places in the world? Why did you get interested in prayer? And unfortunately, one of your strongest prayers that you poured your heart and soul, you didn't get the answer you wanted. Yet, instead of becoming bitter, you chose to trust the Lord. Share a little bit about that, if you will.
Yeah, sure. I guess it was a crisis in my life. I've always enjoyed praying and even publicly been kind of good at it, which is probably a bad thing to say, but it's always been an easy thing for me.
Yeah, you're comfortable with it because most people are.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's just talking just like you and I are, so no big deal. So, my former wife, Sally, we were married for 20 years and 3 days, and 17 years into our marriage, I was actually sitting on a bus out at Southland waiting to go to Promise Keepers in Indianapolis. And she calls me on my phone and says, I got this weird pain in my stomach. One of the dogs jumped on my lap. We had 2 little Jack Russells. And I said, well, gee, I'll get off the bus. No, you don't need to get off the bus. I'm sure it's fine. I'm going to go to the doctor, check it out. So I ended up heading on up to Indy. And I got a call again later that night. They'd done some scans and they're like, we got a problem. They found like an orange-sized tumor in one of my ovaries. And so I caught a ride to the airport and got a rental car and drove back that night. And so that began a journey of that I certainly wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. And so so we had that and then surgery and some other things. And so after we'd gone through all of that, we'd been aware of this place in Jacksonville called Christian Healing Ministries, because a group of us from church had gone down there for a day of healing prayer. And honestly, I really wasn't even really that open about healing prayer, because I grew up that God doesn't do that anymore. And so, but she really wanted to pursue that so that we could, because it's like the Lord had been so good to us the first year or two going through this cancer stuff. It's like we want other people to benefit from what we've received as well as help people. So we went down to get trained, to come back, and to start a healing prayer ministry at the church that we were at in downtown Lexington at the time. And so the long and short of that amazing story journey is that we saw the Lord show up and bring healing to people in ways that I never knew was possible, and yet God did it. And even in the midst of going through this cancer coming back and going through some chemo and radiation and all that, we saw the Lord move as we prayed for people. And yet the Lord chose to give Sally the ultimate healing, which certainly is, we didn't expect that and certainly did not want that by any means. And so after I lost her, it's like, well, Lord, what do I do now? You know, it's like, and I really came to the point, really struggled. You know, I did decide in my own mind, that in my own heart, that even though my heart was ripped out, that God is good. And that he's the only game in town. Where else am I going to go? It's like Peter said, you know, Lord, who else has the words of life? And I really felt that. And so even though I was busted up and broken as a person, I knew she was in great shape. I knew that she was dancing with Jesus, but I wasn't sure what my future was going to be.
How old were you at that time, Jeff, when she passed?
Golly, that's a hard question. Let's see. I was about 47, 48 years of age.
Okay. So if you're listening today and, you know, man, you think I'm going through a tough situation, is Jeff shared yesterday just about his love for God and prayer and started this Wellspring Prayer Center. Yet, you know, his wife, 20 years, I mean, you know, they didn't get the answer that they wanted for this side of heaven, as you said, and I love this. And as I've matured in my faith, I'm able to say it, you know, when friends die from illness and didn't get healed here, they got their healing, just not here on earth. They got it in heaven.
It's a mystery. And honestly, at Wellspring, we've prayed for people with cancer, and some have been healed, seriously, praise God, but other people have not. And it's there's just some that we just put those in a mystery box. We still trust to believe that God is good and that He's in control and that He has heard our prayers, and we don't understand why. And I know some people say, well, I can't wait to get to heaven to ask God about this or that. And I'm like, man, I'm going to be so happy when I get there. I don't think my petty little grievances are going to be an issue at the time, you know? So,
well, I'm smiling. I look like a bobblehead. I mean, if you're watching this on video, then you'll see it. But if you're listening on radio or podcast, and my head's going up now like a bobblehead, because I'm with you. You know, I've had people, and I've even thought that at times in my life, through a flood that destroyed my $10 million company, and a bankruptcy because of the flood, and an unexpected divorce, and losing my business, home, and marriage all in about
it's hard, you know?
Yeah, 24-hour period that, you know, you become bitter or better, as Joyce Meyer says.
Yeah.
You try to, you know, choose to draw closer to God or further, and you chose to draw closer, and I did too, and yet doesn't mean it doesn't hurt, but I always think about that song by Mercy Me called I Can Only Imagine, you know, and it talks about when you get to heaven, and, you know, I've had times, and a lot of people I've ministered to over the years have said, well, you know, I just got a lot of questions for God, and yet I'm like you, as I really get still before him, I think, I'm not going to have any questions. I'm just going to be so thankful I'm there.
You know, their song, I'll Praise You in the Storm, that was the one song that really got me through all of that. The Lord really used that a lot. And it's so weird. I mean, on one hand, her body is literally wasting away and turning yellow, jaundice, all of that stuff just because of some complications. And yet we had this unbelievable joy. And, you know, I remember we went to a neighbor's party once, and I remember people, and we got home, we laughed. It's like, because people were looking at her like Dead Man Walking. You know, you remember that movie, Dead Man Walking? And yet that's what people were looking at us. But we still knew that God's got this. And we were able to laugh about that and still felt incredible joy, even in the midst of all of that. I know everybody doesn't experience that, but I'm grateful that in our case that we were able to experience that. So,
well, and as we're sharing, you know, over these yesterday, today, and another couple of days, you know, just want to encourage you that I know it hurts and it's okay to grieve. And yet, you know, sometimes we just have to trust God. We don't understand God. And that's why it is a journey of faith. And
absolutely,
I think about our good friend Jimmy Fields. I mean, I don't know any person that was prayed for more or had faith more than Jimmy, but unfortunately didn't get his healing on this side of heaven.
A dear friend of mine, Ann Snell, her funeral is on Friday. One of the most godly, beautiful women that loved Jesus as much and trusted in him. She believed in healing. And yet she also received the ultimate healing. And again, why God? You know, it's not. On the other hand, my dad, bless his heart, who had fire insurance, but I'm not sure he had a whole lot more than that. A crazy friend of mine came home with me. His wife had kicked him out, and he came home with me and prayed for my dad, who had cancer, lung cancer. And from that prayer, the Lord extended his life 10 years. The typical year and a half is what people get for lung cancer. And so my dad, who, and I don't mean to be cruel to say that he didn't deserve it, but he certainly didn't deserve it the way that Ann or the way that Sally did. And yet God extended his life 10 years through and had an incredible quality of life right up to the last minute. So go figure.
Yeah. And yet I love, I remember Diana Fields, Jimmy's precious wife, that's good friends of ours. And, you know, sharing just how right before, you know, Jimmy left this earth, how he was talking to Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and there's got to be comfort in that, though, too, during those times when sometimes we get a window of what this person is experiencing.
It's just hard for those left behind, you know. They're in great shape. Ann, Sally, Jimmy, they're dancing. They're in great shape. It's just those of us that are beaten and banged up that's left behind that struggle. So,
amen. Amen. Well, we're talking about prayer. We're with Jeff Rogers. He is the founder and director of Wellspring Prayer Center. If you've just got a wound that you've just been dealing with for quite a while, whether it's emotional, physically, mentally, I want to encourage you to go check out this place. They meet on Mondays and Thursday night, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. It's located on Broadway right across from the Lexington Clinic. And I'm embarrassed to ask you this one last time, but tell the address again.
1218 South Broadway, Suite 110. It's a four-story office building. 1218 South Broadway.
in Suite 110.
Uh-huh.
But if you want to find out more information, you can go to their website. It is wellspringprayercenter.org, wellspringprayercenter.org. And yet sometimes, like you said, God doesn't answer prayers the way we would like to see them answered here on earth. But he also does answer prayers sometimes. Can you share a couple examples maybe of some things?
He's God and we're not.
Good reminder. That's true. We sometimes think we are.
I know I'm not telling
you
something that you don't know. But
that's a good reminder. You're right. Sometimes we kind of think we are God of our own world, at least, and we get reminded, no, we're not. But just to encourage our listeners that maybe been praying for something for a long time, maybe share a couple of just amazing stories that have happened.
One or two that, well, I tell you, I just got off the plane. I've been to Nepal for the last week and a half, got to go there and to what Jesus is doing there is just unbelievable. And I'd read this in, the guy that wrote Case for Christ, Lee
Strobel.
He wrote a book called The Case for Miracles. And it's amazing. And he says in that book that about 80 to 90% of the growth that you're seeing in China, Korea, all these places is due to miracles that are occurring. And then people accept Jesus. So I read that, trusted that his studying was correct. Well, I got to see that firsthand. I actually went to do some documentary video work of testimonies of people that had received Jesus after he had healed them physically. They'd been to witch doctors. They'd been to all these different things. And yet these signs and wonders, if you will, that I was told that that doesn't happen anymore, that's really why many people, 80 to 90% of the people that we got to talk to over in Nepal accepted Jesus after he had healed them of some ailment, or of many people are demonized over there because the spiritual world is so overtly in your face over there. And so anyway, just lots of opportunities. But I guess to answer your question, I didn't come with anything in mind, but there's a fellow that's on our prayer team right after we had just started. He and his wife were pregnant, and they went to go, just for a checkup, and they had done a scan or whatever of the baby, and they found there was a growth at the base of a tumor that was at the base of his spine and where his head attached there. And they found that out one day, like maybe a Wednesday, came in for prayer on Thursday night, and we prayed about that and prayed again that the Lord would just take that away. We don't believe that that was God's will by any means, that his desire is for us to be healthy and to be well as long as we're here. And so we prayed for them with that baby in the womb. They went the next day for a more sophisticated scan, and the doctors, like, they're looking at that and are like, well, there's nothing wrong with you. Why are you here today? And so, so we love it when we get the scans before and the scans after, you know? And it's like, yeah, Lord, you're awesome. You really rock. So there's just many, many stories like that. Sometimes you don't know immediately what happens in the case of physical healing, but other times people come in with a certain pain level, and they will either leave with that pain level totally wiped out altogether, or maybe it's diminished, or the next day they wake up and they don't have the pain that they had had before. It's really interesting. I don't want to say bizarre, but that's not the right word. Sometimes it's either like a flash of lightning and boom, it's all at once, or other times it's more like layers of an onion, or it's an increasing awareness that God is bringing healing. And so while it's really awesome to see God heal people and to be healed, I think the overwhelming emotion that most people have when this occurs is that they can't believe that God loves them that much, that he would actually do this for them. Mm. And so that's really the beautiful thing, because he does love us.
Amen. That's why we do hope is here to remind you that God does love you. We're talking with Jeff Rogers. He's the founder and director of the Wellspring Prayer Center, available in Lexington on Mondays and Thursday nights from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., 1218 South Broadway, Suite 110, maybe the Lexington Clinic that's been there on Broadway forever as a good mile marker for you to look for.
Across the street from there.
Right across the street from them. Stay with us tomorrow as we're going to continue talking with Jeff about prayer on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.